And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has returned from the mysterious Fourth Tower. He, little Frida, and Lady Jowls are now standing on the terrace overlooking the rose garden and the maze beyond. They were enjoying the late morning air when suddenly a call for help was heard, and there below them, running as fast as his brief legs could carry him, was Dr. Missoula. Hot on his heels, leaping and bellowing smoke and hissing fire, was a monstrous dragon.
Faster! Faster, Dr. Missoula! Faster!
Oh, dear. I'm afraid he's not going to make it, Jack.
The maze! If he tried for the maze!
No! I can't bear to watch!
The maze, Dr. Missoula! Try for the maze!
He's headed for the maze!
Well, I think he can do it.
It'll be close.
He did it! He's into the maze!
Oh, in that case, I will look. Oh, dear, the dragon is furious. It's tearing apart the hedges as though they were little rows of tea biscuits.
Dr. Missoula seems to be running the maze quite well.
It could well be a new record.
Oh, it's fortunate Lord Giles is not here to witness this destruction of his maze. He'd be most perturbed. He'd run right down there and bop that dragon right square on the snoot.
I think I'd better give Dr. Missoula a hand.
Look,
I'll see you later.
The dragon has stopped. It's looking up at us.
Oh, Jives! Jives! My Roloflex, hurry!
Its eyes!
Hurry, Jives!
Look at its eyes!
Jives, quickly, my Roloflex!
It's turned! It's turned! It's going away!
It's returning to the cave!
Damn it, Jives! Where are you?
Hey, what did you see in its eyes just now?
Well, I saw the bewilderment of a beast.
Ugh, I give up. Look, there he goes, dragging his tail behind him.
It had no idea what it was doing. It was sad, actually.
Well, I don't know. The maze looks pretty sad right now.
Dr. Missoula! Are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good! After your shower, come have tea with us.
I'm going down to make certain that he's all right. I'll be back in a little while.
I wonder what Dr. Missoula was up to this time.
I guess he must have been investigating the cave.
I should hope that next time he's either more conscious about his actions or he uses something faster than his own little feet.
Lady Jowls, when are you going to tell Jack?
I don't understand.
Oh, yes, you do.
It's difficult to refrain from telling the truth to you. Your strange eyes, they must see everything.
Yes.
Those shimmering patterns you see, is it the color change that exposes one?
Yes. The patterns change also. When someone holds back the truth, their patterns stir suddenly and then resettle. If the person is an expert, he'll either keep his patterns in order or send them out to mingle with yours and confuse you. So, when are you going to tell Jack?
I don't know if it makes much difference at this point. Besides, he's had enough things to concern himself with.
We should be honest with him.
Oh, you are such a moralist, little Frida. If it weren't for those Havana cigars you so indulge yourself in, I'd fear you had no vices at all. A disturbing thought.
My people were very...
Oh, your people were as pure as little fairies, but filled with mischief. I couldn't turn my back on your father without his slipping a poo-poo cushion beneath my seat. A most startling experience.
When do we tell Jack, and what exactly are you going to tell him?
You are a persevering little child. What exactly I say will be, in general, to explain how we were all together in Atlantis once upon a time, and how we've all gone through many incarnations since then, and how we've all advanced our consciousness significantly with each incarnation, all except for Jack, who was having a good time. So now we've all come together again. But for the circle to be complete, it was necessary to have given that loafer a crash course, and also we need Lord Jowls.
When do we tell Jack the rest?
When the time comes. He's hardly ready to hear the rest yet.
At first, that witness that we're talking about is just like, it's part of your rational mind. It's one little me that's watching all the other me's. Gurdjieff says, I guess I've said, one me sets the alarm clock at night and the other me turns it off in the morning and says, who set that alarm clock? And there are thousands of me's, and one me watches all the other me's. That's its trip. It's got nothing else going, just watches the other me's. It's not evaluating them, it's not trying to make them enlightened, just watching. Saying, angry. Horny. Sleepy. Putting yourself down again. Pride. Planning. Thinking. Just sitting around noting it all. Yes, that too. Oh, yes, and that too. Yes, and that too. That's still just rational mind. It's still on this side of the doorway. But it's a step. It's what it is a leverage thing you can use to get rid of all the rest of the me's until you're just being this me that's just here all the time. Here we are, right? We're all here, right? Sure, you've got your drama, I've got my drama, you're gonna walk out in the street, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, you're gonna do that. This lifetime, you'll do this drama, I'll do that drama, you'll die, I'll be reborn, you'll be reborn, on and on we'll go, and we're all here. We're all continually here. Nobody's going anywhere. You just gotta wake up out of the dream that you were going somewhere.
As we look in on the stately old Victorian mansion, we see Jack Flanders and Dr. Mazzulla standing in the good doctor's laboratory. They are discussing Dr. Mazzulla's narrow escape from the monstrous dragon.
He must weigh about 4 tons.
But how did it happen?
How did it happen? Well, I decided to investigate his cave.
Unarmed?
No, not at all. I carried a very potent tranquilizer rifle.
But the tranquilizer didn't affect it?
I don't know. You see, when he saw me, he gave a sudden lunge forward and it so startled me, I fired and I missed.
You missed a whole dragon?
Fortunate for me, though, when he lunged, he bonked his head on a long stalactite that hung from the ceiling of the cave.
Well, I guess that slowed him down.
Considerably. But still, he let out a bellow of flame that fairly scorched my Macintosh, as you can see.
Yeah, I see.
I'm afraid it singed the hairs on my hand, and I dropped the tranquilizer gun.
But is it still back in the cave?
I'm afraid so.
Well, lucky he doesn't have a trigger finger, otherwise he's liable to come hunting for you.
He's armed enough with that breath of his.
Well, I don't understand why you're bothering him in the first place.
It's the neighbors. He's been nipping their sheep, I'm afraid. Also, if they ever get a look at this thing, they'll have the authorities down here so fast.
Well, they might be able to help.
I think of that confounded publicity, but worse. Think of that poor dragon being hauled away and put in some cage for the rest of his life.
Well, where do you think it comes from?
That's what I'm hoping to discover, and to get him back there again.
I don't understand why dragons are such a powerful symbol existing all over the world.
I believe, just a theory, mind you, but I believe that this one may have somehow come from another level.
You mean another level of existence?
Yes, but how did it get into this plane?
You think that temple near the mouth of the cave has something to do with it?
It must, but exactly what I can't understand.
But creatures from other planes don't usually materialize on this plane, do they?
Rarely, but occasionally. Yes, once when I was meditating with Chief Wampum, I saw a phoenix come out of the top of his head. It flew about the room and returned into his head again.
Good grief.
It rather startled the chief. Myths are deep within us.
Well, I wish you luck.
I was hoping you might lend a hand.
Which one? I'm rather fond of both of them, you know.
If we both go in there, armed with tranquilizers, we may be able to discover whether the cave is just a convenient hole for the dragon to sleep in, or whether it leads down into something.
Well, okay, I'll help you, but right now I think I need some sleep. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Strange. The dragon myths have a fascinating power that goes far beyond anything logical. We know of many prehistoric creatures that existed, yet these dinosaurs and such never affected our myth consciousness as dragons have.
Would you like to know why?
Oh, the Madonna Vampira. Nice to see you again.
Is it?
What are you doing up in that tree?
I'm sucking birds' eggs. Would you care for some?
You aren't serious.
I don't think so. Will you help me down?
Sure. There.
It's nice to be close to you again.
Oh, it's good to see you.
You were asking about the dragon myths.
Yeah, do you know something about them?
The dragon is not a reptile. It's only a convenient form in which to describe a cosmic phenomenon. It was at the end of the Tertiary Age, or what caused the end. A satellite about one-half the mass of our present moon and four-fifths its size, the Tertiary satellite, came to orbit the Earth. It grew closer and closer until its center was only about 1.8 Earth radii away from the center of our planet. The satellite began to break up, to disintegrate. It was this disintegration and what occurred afterwards that etched in the cells of man the powerful dragon myths. For day after day, the satellite, which appeared much larger than our present moon, would rise up over the rim of the Earth, streaming behind it showers of fire like a twisting, lashing tail that swept across the sky. Like a fiery serpent clawing and raging across the heavens, the Earth gushed, the hills reeled, and the waters swirled and boiled. When the blood of Elijah drops down upon the earth, the mountains begin to belch fire. No tree remains unscathed upon the land. The waters dry up. The sea disappears. The heavens begin to burn in a dull flame. The moon falls. The earth is on fire. No stone remains upon another.
Good Lord.
Then came the terrific rains and the deluge.
The great flood.
And Noah's Ark, yes. And Atlantis, known in the Bible as Babylon, did not sink, but merely went under the waters that shifted and rose. So, you see, dragons lie deep in the shadows of man.
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
I'll do it. I'll get to that music if it takes my last gasp of breath. Ah, a door.
9 seconds. Jack hesitates a moment before the door, cocks his head, and listens.
It's coming from in here, all right. In I go.